Good morning, Morning Magazine, of course, and Karen Ahl from Webstar Design is also a marketing and business coach and joins 101.5 FM today to continue our series on web design for your business. We thought we could chat a bit more about that journey a business owner might find on themselves on embarking on getting a brand new website. Where do they start to guide them?
Wonderful. Well, good morning, first of all. So with a new site, it actually depends on if they have an existing website or not. So if they're starting completely from fresh, there needs to be a discussion about their needs and expectations, what pages and information they want to include, and also what their budget is. So another one is, do they already have a logo, any social media, business emails, or a website address already?
So what about a business that already has a website?
Providing their website is in what you would refer to as a good condition, ideally that would avoid them needing to start from scratch. If clients come with an already established website, it often requires more of an in-depth discussion about whether or not they need design makeovers, along with potentially new wording, new imagery, and as well as a bit of a search engine optimization refresh to give it a boost in the search engine ranking. That's usually why people need a new website in the first place. And then there are some clients who could even take this opportunity to do a minor rebrand or add extra features to their website, like a shopping cart or online booking system.
Okay, so what would cause you to suggest a business who already has a website to start from scratch?
Well, actually, in some cases, it's more cost effective and time effective to start again. But this should only be suggested if A, their existing website is no longer technically functional, B, it's too outdated, or it's not on the right platform or software to suit their needs, C, they're undergoing a major rebrand and the existing site just won't suit. D, if the client says they simply hate it. Sometimes starting from scratch can often feel like the refresh or even the rebirth an existing business needs to go to that next level.
What are some other benefits on getting a new or redesigned website?
First of all, it's helpful if everything is in layman's terms. Most people don't and don't want to understand all of this stuff. They simply want results. Businesses need to make sure that they can have assistance tracking down any passwords and accounts associated with any current websites. We provide a client discovery questionnaire to better understand what makes their business unique, their offerings, and their customers. Then right before going live, we actually offer a website walkthrough to ensure everything is to their liking.
Well, Karen Ahl from Webstar Web Design, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. And you too can listen to this podcast and find other great tips. Karen Ahl, Webstar Design, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. And you too can listen to this podcast and find other great tips from Karen's Web Design podcast series on 101.5fm.com.au.